Genesis, chapter 11. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. As they traveled east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived there. They said to one another, "Come, let's make bricks, and burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let's build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top reaches to the sky, and let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them, which they intend to do. Come, let's go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. From there, the Lord scattered them abroad on the surface of all the earth. This is the history of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old when he became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Arpachshad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. Arpachshad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years, and became the father of Eber. Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years, and became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years, and became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years, and became the father of Sereg. Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Sereg, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Sereg lived 30 years, and became the father of Nahor. Sereg lived 200 years after he became the father of Nahor, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years, and became the father of Terah. Nahor lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah, and became the father of more sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years, and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now this is the history of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldees, while his father Terah was still alive. Abram and Nahor married wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Iscah. Sarai was barren. She had no child. Terah took Abram his son, Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. They went from Ur of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. They came to Haran and lived there. The days of Terah were 205 years. Terah died in Haran.